Well, today I'd like to talk to you about two words that we use to set boundaries for our lives. They're words that commit us to something or keep us from committing to something, and those two words, of course, are yes and no. Words that basically mean I'm in or I'm out. But often we have problems with these two little words. And so I want to get you thinking about where you may be saying yes when you really should be saying no, and where you may be saying no when you really should be saying yes. And although these words are incredibly important, we sometimes are way too casual in the way we use them. Sometimes we have problems saying the right one at the right time in the right way. Often we just give in to whatever the pressures we're feeling at the moment, even if it goes against what we believe or value, and then we have to live with it. We often take the course of least resistance. So let's take, for example, somebody asks you, would you go out on a blind date with my second cousin this Friday when he gets out of prison? And the correct answer for that would probably be, I had some debate at the last service over that. They said, well, like maybe he's a prison guard or something. It's like, wow, I hadn't thought about that. But oftentimes we know the right answer, but we just don't want to offend the other person, so the word yes just kind of rolls from our lips. Well, in our scripture reading for today, Jesus says how you use these two words is incredibly important. Jesus said that generally in our conversations, you should simply let your yes be yes or your no be no. He says anything else besides that comes from the evil one. These words of Jesus are part of his great Sermon on the Mount. And in these three short verses, he teaches about vows and about promises and how these words, when used appropriately, can help us to develop healthy boundaries that bring a sense of balance to our everyday life. I mean, I know we all get bombarded by requests, don't we? I mean, from our job and family members and organizations that we're a part of, we get inundated by clever marketing pitches that are trying to persuade us to buy a certain product or to make some kind of decision. And all we have, we all have the power to say yes, or we have the power to say no. Jesus himself was a master of this. He was a master of gatekeeping by using these two words. He walked through his life saying yes to that which needed a yes. He knew when to say yes, even when it was costly. He said yes to becoming a human being like one of us. He said yes to ministry and healing and teaching. He said yes to washing his friends' feet and living as a servant. He said yes to touching a leper. He said yes to compassion and entering into someone else's pain and suffering. And at the climax of his earthly life, when he was in the garden and God was calling him to the cross, he said, Father, even though I don't want to do this, though I wish this cup of suffering would pass from me, not my will, but your will. His whole earthly life was about saying yes to God the Father. Yet Jesus also knew when to say no. He said no to temptation, like when the evil one came to him and said, just turn these stones into bread. I mean, you're hungry, right? Or when the evil one said, just fall down and worship me and I'll give you all the kingdoms of earth. Jesus said no. And he really didn't have to think about it. When his good friends, his disciples, came up to him with this misguided request, Jesus, let us sit next to you, one on your right and one on your left, throughout all of eternity, so we can be the two most important human beings in heaven. And Jesus said, no. Even though you're my friends, the answer is still no. Many of his followers wanted him to take on the role of an earthly king, a mighty power, use this power to vanquish his enemies, and they pressured him to do just that. And Jesus said, no. He did not say, well, maybe. Let me think about it. I'll get back with you. Jesus knew that his disciples had an ulterior motive. If he became king, they would have a job in his administration. And Jesus said, no. Well, in Matthew 16, when Jesus is telling his disciples about what is to come, his suffering and his death, Peter pulls Jesus aside. I mean, incredible friendship between Peter and Jesus. And Peter pulls Jesus aside and says, we will not allow that to happen. And what does Jesus say? He says to Peter, get behind me, or get away from me, Satan. In other words, Jesus was saying yes to God's plan, as excruciating and painful as it was, and no to Peter for suggesting that Jesus take the easy way out. You see, Jesus had this great clarity about his identity and his heart and his calling and his mission. His yes was yes, his no was no, and because of that, he lived with a great deal of freedom and purpose. And he said, in effect, you ought to do it the same. Walk through life with a clear understanding of who God made you to be, and let your yes be yes, and your no be no. It was a few years ago, Dr. Henry Cloud wrote about this whole thing of boundaries, and he talked about developing strong and healthy personal boundaries, and in that book he wrote this. A boundary is kind of a personal property line that marks me off as an individual. I have my own gifts, I have my own passions, I have my own identity, my own responsibility, I have a clear sense about what boundary means, and I understand what I'm responsible for, and I understand that there's things that I'm not responsible for. And Dr. Cloud, who is a devout follower of Jesus, writes this, that our main job in life comes down to living in a way that pleases God. Not everybody else, not everyone on your contact list, not everyone who's a Facebook friend, but God. So when you say yes and when you say no, it's really a spiritual process. It's a spiritual decision between you and God. Life doesn't belong to your boss. He or she may think so. Doesn't belong to your parents or your in-laws or your friends or your peers or your neighbors or even your spouse. They're all important. But you cannot abdicate the responsibility for your life to them. It really comes down to you and God. And if you don't have a real clear sense of who God made you to be and what God is calling you to do, you often end up overcommitted, exhausted, resentful, feeling guilty because you probably disappointed somebody, and you probably did. Now, one of the things that I often see from people who have kind of a superficial understanding of what Jesus taught, they somehow have this conclusion that Christianity is all about being nice and trying to please everybody. They think somehow that Jesus is like this complete and total people pleaser, that Jesus was always kind and gentle and never challenged people, never made them uncomfortable. They forgot about the time that Jesus confronted the Pharisees, the time he tipped over tables in the temple. Jesus was not in the business of telling people what they wanted to hear. Quite often, it was just the opposite. It's kind of what led him to the cross. People didn't like what he had to say. And Jesus knew when to say yes, when to say no. He knew the mission that his Father had given him, and he did not let public opinion sway him. Now, you can go through life exhausted and frustrated. You can go through life trying to make everybody happy, saying yes when you really should be saying no. Or you can get clarity on who God made you to be and what God is calling you to do, and then follow through on what Jesus instructed his disciples to say. Yes? No. A number of years ago, I went to a pastor's conference in Chicago, and John Ortberg, I love John John is a pastor at Menlo Park Presbyterian Church, and he led this breakout session on boundaries for clergy. And he said this in his presentation. He says, you know, most clergy have this really high need to be liked, and therefore they have a real hard time saying no. And then he went on to talk about the need to have gates in our lives. I love that metaphor. I just picture this green gate that we used to have at our house that swings back and forth. Gates that swing open to let people in, but also gates that we close to protect us and to keep us safe. He said we need to get really good at saying yes and saying no, or we'll kind of end up like a country without borders. And no, he didn't say anything about walls. And as I was thinking about this past week, it reminded me of something that happened a number of years ago here at the church. I was incredibly busy. It was an incredibly busy week. I had the confirmation retreat, which I always enjoy. Had three weddings, three services, three baptisms afterwards. So I did back-to-back-to-back wedding rehearsals on Friday evening, then drove out to Camp Casawasso to spend the night with our confirmands and to do a session with them in the morning, came back to the church, had 11 o'clock wedding, a 1:30 wedding, a 4:30 wedding, Saturday night service, two Sunday services, three baptisms afterwards. I was a little tired. It had been an incredible week, not only with these activities, but with all the preparation for these activities and the normal weekly stuff. So I was like really looking forward to 2 p.m. That's the time I would be done. I could go home. I could take a nap, maybe go out to dinner with my wife. So I'm driving home down along 92. It's about 2:15, and my cell phone rings. Don't you just hate cell phones sometimes? And I go, I'm not going to answer this. I'm going to let it go to voicemail. And at the last second, I said, oh, well, I better grab this. Well, someone said, Mark, I really, really need to talk to you, like, right now. And they wouldn't tell me what it was about. And I talked to them a little bit, and finally they told me what it was about. And it's like, you know, this isn't, like, really urgent. And so I said, you know, I'd be glad to meet with you Tuesday morning. Wow, got an earful. What kind of pastor are you? I'm going to leave the church. Why not this afternoon? Why not Monday? Well, Monday was my day off, and I had planned a bike ride with a friend of mine from Rochester. I mean, I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're disappointed. I'm available Tuesday if you want to meet. Now, if it had been an emergency, I would have changed plans. But the words from Jesus came to mind, and I had to let my no be no. I think they're now Presbyterians. But you know, when you stake out your boundaries, chances are somebody's going to be unhappy. Get over it. I'll never forget this. I remember when my daughter was like 4, and she loved chocolate milk. And so I gave her a glass of chocolate milk, and she wanted another one. I said, no. And she said, if you don't give me chocolate milk, I won't like you anymore. And I said, stand in line. You can't control what other people think. You have to learn to be a duck, not a sponge. You know, just about everybody I know in this room, you have to deal with these boundary issues. At work, at home, with your friends, in your business dealings. And we may think it's the godly thing to do, always to say yes. But Jesus showed us with his own life the incredible importance of boundaries. The Sabbath, when you think about it, is a boundary. I work hard for 6 days and then I rest. I mean, the God of creation rested after 6 days. That's how God designed us to function. And when you read about the life of Jesus, you find that Jesus took time to go to the other side of the lake. You know what I think he was doing? I think he went camping with his disciples. They built a fire, they hung out, they told stories. They needed time to rest and recover. And then he would block off time to pray and connect with God the Father, and he taught his disciples the same thing, gatekeeping. Otherwise, you spend all your time on lists and no time with God. Well, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, when Jesus is sending out his disciples to proclaim the gospel, he warns them to be on watch for their gates and whom to let in and whom to shut out. Jesus said, be on guard of false prophets. They come looking like sheep, but on the inside, they're wolves. They're really like wolves. I mean, they're dangerous people out there. You will know them by what they do. Again, we've all seen this in business, haven't we? In families, in other situations where we just have to learn to shut the door, to close the gate and say no. And you know what? Sometimes we get it wrong, don't we? And sometimes we have to apologize. None of us get it right all the time. But without setting boundaries, without the ability to say both yes and no, we live with this constant anxiety. And that's no way to live. And so we make these decisions, and as we do, we ask for God's Spirit to help us to know when to say yes and when to say no. We might seek the counsel of a trusted friend or colleague when things get really complicated. Because what we're really looking to do is follow God's call or direction in the decisions we make. We all have our human limitations, and we all need boundaries to give us balance. In our relationships, we need to understand that we cannot be all things to all people. Relationships involve limits because we are finite, limited people. We are not infinite. Even love has its limits. And the scriptures reflect this. There's a classic story in the Bible that Jesus tells about the Good Samaritan, and today I just want to put a little different spin on it for you. It's a story of a man, he's beaten up, and he's left by the side of the road, and two religious types come along. But their boundaries are so rigid, they don't even look at the guy. They won't give him any help. They have the kind of boundary problems where they say no when they really should say yes. But then a Samaritan comes along, and the last guy in the world you would expect to help, and he's moved with compassion. But I want you to notice this. There's an appropriate level of openness in his heart. So he stops and he bandages up the guy and he takes him to an inn and he says to the innkeeper on the next day, I have to leave on some business. So please take care of this guy. I'll reimburse you any expenses. And that's the way the story goes. And Jesus commends that. But I want to put this little spin on it. It's interesting how the story doesn't go. Jesus doesn't say right at the moment when the Samaritan was going to leave, the injured man wakes up and says to the Samaritan, what, you're leaving? I'm beaten and bloodied and you're worried about making a little money in your business? Isn't that a little selfish? Whatever happened to denying yourself? What kind of Samaritan are you? Then the Samaritan, overwhelmed with guilt, says, I'm sorry, I guess you're right, I could do more, take my wallet, I'll have you stay in my home. I'm so sorry, I was selfish. But you know what? The story doesn't go that way, does it? In Jesus' story, the Samaritan helps, but he has his limits. He bandages up the man, but he doesn't perform surgery. He takes him to the inn. He doesn't have the guy move into his house. He pays for a few days' expenses. He doesn't give the guy his credit card. He's a good Samaritan, not a great one. There are limits in this story. And for us to remain emotionally balanced and healthy, we need limits. You know, many times saying yes to God means saying no to pressures and demands and temptations and expectations that people often place on us. It's not always easy and many times very difficult, but Jesus instructs his followers to be intentional about using these two words. Well, I'm going to close with this story. It's a story from the Gospel of Matthew, very short, and I just love this. I think you'll see why. We read in Mark, in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and he went to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Simon and his companion hunted Jesus down. They were looking for him everywhere. And when they found him, they said, "Everyone is searching for you. Where is your cell phone? We texted you 3 times. Not really in that text, but you get the idea. The idea is they wanted him to be accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. And Jesus said, in effect, "I'm not going to do that." Even though he was love himself in human form, he was also human. And Jesus said no to nonstop accessibility, not because he didn't care about his friends, but because he knew something he would have to say yes to people's demands for him would take away from his relationship with the Father. I think there's a lesson in all this for us. If Jesus himself, God in the flesh, set limits and boundaries, it should help you and I understand we need to do that in our own lives. Because there is a time to say yes. There's a time to say no. Anything else, as Jesus says, not good. Comes from the evil one. Let's pray. Lord God, we pray for your Spirit to guide us as we make decisions of when to say yes and when to say no. Help us to be open to your calling and your direction. Keep us safe in this world with many dangers, toils, and snares, so that we might live a life with both confidence and peace. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.